Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive the engrafted word of the Lord, and may God continue to bless you.
We are very angry, and this is a righteous anger. The Lord blesses. God bless us so that we become blessing unto many. The blessings of the Lord, they are being testified in our lives, and we are angry against the things that the enemy is doing to our brothers, to our sisters, to our family members. And until you get angry and resist those things, they have every right to remain. That is why God said that resist the devil and he will flee. If you don't resist him, he will stay. No matter how born again you are, you don't resist the devil, he has every right to stay. He has every single right to stay. But I get angry because a lot of people are coming for counseling and, from outside, and you see that the enemy has just crippled so many. Let me tell you, it is not about something that you have done, but it is about a wrong foundation that you were born into. A family that we are born into, and the things that has been done. Things that has been done. Wickedness. One of the nights we talk about power against unrepentant household wickedness. Power against unrepentant household wickedness. Please make time and come for night prayers. Because many things we cannot do them in the sanctuary here. But during the night, midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, the time that they are operating, that is the time that we are there and also operating. If you are a child of God and you don't understand these things, you will be struggling. You will be struggling by powers that are nothing before the Lord. But God is expecting you to stand and fulfill your part of the ministry. Because God said, you resist the devil and he will flee. He didn't say he will come and resist the devil. He said, you resist the devil. So you do your part of the resistance and God will make sure that the devil flee. God will make sure that the devil run away. Those foundations are destroying lives. It is only when you come to a point to provoke those foundations that is the time that you will know either you are affected or not. My mom called me during the week from Paris and the woman said, please pray for the whole family. Pray for the whole family because I have been living for many years. And I can see a trend in the family. No one is going up. Nobody is really going up. From generation to generation, things are stagnant. You see, you are not coming out as a standard. Things are not working the way that they're supposed to be working, but people are making the effort. They are trying their best. They go to school. They put so much in. They are working hard. But one way or another, something is tying them down, pulling them down, and they cannot step forth. But let me tell you this. When the power of God is at work over your life, every single death that they take the shovel to throw on your way, whatever pit that you are in, as they throw the death, it becomes a stepping stone for you. As they throw, it becomes, the next thing they know is that you are out. You are out. That is why I said provoke. Provoke those situations. In other words, you have to stand. My mom said, you have to pray because I can see that there is a trend in the family. People are not free. And it is not just my family. It is, if you take the African continent per se, every home, every single home, because the foundations are built on idols. And the Lord said that if the foundation being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Our Lord Jesus Christ has done so much that today the righteous can do so much. Amen. This word of the Old Testament, Jesus Christ has come and told us that if the foundation being destroyed, the righteous, you have to stand and do what you have to do and change for the future generation. The limitation that I said, that was the Friday night prayer. He said, we are removing the limitations. So any power in your family, whatever that it is, whatever curse, whatever fetish, whatever idol, let me tell you, they are not in our places to protect us. That is not true. This is what they let us believe. That those idols in our homes, those idols in our foundations, they are there to protect us. They are not there to protect us. Satan cannot protect nobody. He does not have the ability to keep lives. He said, for the thief cometh not but to what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. You cannot change the nature of Satan. How can Satan protect you? No matter what they do, at the end of it all, they will kill you. These are the things that you have to get angry. You are in this country, in America. The Lord has blessed you and brought you here. Let me tell you, the blessings of the Lord, they make it rich and added no sorrow. So if things are going wrong, please seek for your God. Because I am seeing so many that are lifting up their hands and crying on the name of God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But still, the ropes are tying them down. Until you come to a point to understand that Jesus Christ has paid the price that you need to do your part and set yourself free. Please don't hate your brothers. Don't hate your sisters. Even though they have opened the room for the enemy to come in and use them. Let me tell you, be angry against the idols in the home. The spirit that is behind them. The witchcraft power that has taken over them and so many things that they are doing. Jesus made a statement. He said that a man's foe is in his own household. A man's enemy, number one, is in his own household. So if you are looking for your enemy, number one, that person is right there in your home. This is what Jesus said. And it is very true. Very, very true. Unfortunately, we are not here to fight our brothers and sisters for the battle. It is the Lord's, and it is not a battle of blood and flesh, but a battle against principalities and powers. So you have to be endued with power to stand against those idols. You have to be endued with power to stand against those wrong foundations. This is what our forefathers taught that is the right thing for us. But it is wrong because it has built a wrong foundation. People stand and boast, I am from this family. And you don't know that our family, we are not killed. Who told you that you are not killed? Because we are protected by so and so power. So nobody can kill us. My meat is not consumable. You cannot eat my meat. Really. Let me tell you, it's a form of deception. It is only Christ, only Jesus Christ that saves. And your salvation is true. Jesus that frees. And your freedom is forever. Every other form of freedom is what? It's a form of deception. We need to have that clearly. We put in our heart and stand and fight the works of the enemy. You cannot go to the strong man's house and take his goods unless you bind that strong man. Then you can take what belongs to him. So you cannot say that you are going to fight the idols in your home. without you being empowered. You cannot say that you are going to fight the powers that are tying everybody in that house down. The woman cannot conceive. The woman go out there and they cannot get married. They go out there, they have children and they bring them back home. Men are going. Limitations are set all over. Until you get angry, you will not be out of such a situation. Had Christ saved you? Yes, Christ has saved you. But why are these things around? Because Jesus has given you the salvation tools for you to use them and free yourself from anything that the enemy has against you. You have to be endued with power. The message of today is titled, Be Filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we talk about power, 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 power of God, power of God, power of God, it is nothing else but the Spirit of Almighty God called the Holy Spirit. The book of Matthew chapter 5 and the verses 5 and 6. The word of God says, Jesus, in the Beatitude, he made a statement. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see that? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be what? Filled. So if you feel like you are hungry, you feel like you are thirsty, then you'll be filled. You are hungry to be filled. You are thirsty to be filled. The Holy Spirit. To receive, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled with power. To be filled so that you can do what the Lord God has called you to do in life. It is absolutely impossible to live a Christian life. It is absolutely impossible to live a Christian life as God wants you to live without being continuously filled with the Holy Ghost. It is impossible. You can go with your own ideas, but if you want to live and fulfill what God has for you, it is impossible to live that type of life without the continuously being filled with the Holy Ghost power. Because everything that is of God, power of darkness resisted so much. So it will take the power of God to pave the way for you to fulfill that mandate of God over your life. This power is a gift, because Holy Ghost himself is a gift. So, but you have to have the taste. You have to be thirsty and you have to be hungry. Desire, as you feel it, you desire it, you go for it, and the Lord will give it to you. The Lord will give it to you. You know, the people of the Old Testament, their states were completely different. We stand on a better covenant. We are the new covenant believers. As a new covenant believer, our battles, they are conquered from within. Not as the people of the Old Testament that were, they were always fighting external battles. They will fight the Amalekites, they will fight the Hittites, they will fight this one, they will fight that one. Every single battle of them were all external. But we are in the dispensation where the battle is fought from within. Why? It is because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean? In the Old Testament, Holy Spirit was not there. Does it mean that in the Old Testament, the people of the Old Testament did not have the Holy Spirit? They did. But it was different. The book of John, let me bring a scripture that will give us more explanation of this. John chapter 7, and the verse is 37 to 39. The word of God says, he said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that had believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Let me explain this. You thirst, you will be filled with the flow of the living water from the belly. So it is, Christ is talking about anyone who is thirsty of the Spirit. He's using the picture of water to symbolize the Holy Spirit. He said he will fill your belly with the Holy Spirit. So the flow that comes out of a man, the power that comes out of a man, the grace that will come out of a man, or grace given to a man to do what God has called him to do, it will be coming from within. Why? Because it is indwelling Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit is released within. He dwells in us. Out of the belly flow the rivers of living water. It's a flow. It's a river. It's not a cup of water or anything. It is the flow. It's the rivers of living water. So the big difference between us and the people of the Old Testament is that they did not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon certain people. It was the Spirit upon. What does it mean, the Spirit upon? It means that the Spirit will come on you like a cloth that you put on. It will do certain things, and after that, he will leave. But in the dispensation of grace by Jesus Christ, what the Lord brought us, the Holy Spirit is released permanently in us and dwell in us. This body has become the temple of the Holy Ghost. This was not the case for the people of the Old Testament. So as a result of that, every single thing that they were doing, it was all outward and nothing else. The reason why I said that the new covenant believers battle is a battle that starts from within, it is because we are on the edge of spirit. A spirit man, not a man trying to fake things outside, but it is what is in you that make who you are. Not what you try to project out there to let people believe fake things. No. It is the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God in you, that will make you do certain things that testifies of the power of God. And there are a lot of fake things that are going on. A lot. So many of them displaying so many things, saying that, oh, this comes from the Holy Spirit. The Lord said that you should test the Spirit, then you will know. So before you test anybody's spirit, just make sure that the Spirit that is in you is truly the Holy Spirit. Amen? That you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. The people of the Old Testament, the book of Judges, Judges chapter 6 and the verse is 34. He said that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Other translation says that the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon. So the Spirit clothed, it's like you are putting on your suit. And when the Spirit come upon you, you are not going to be the same person. And it is You know, 1 Samuel chapter 10 and the verse is 6. The Lord, the word says that he said, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. You see how important it is that the word of God is not saying that the Spirit will fill you. He said the Spirit will come upon you. The whole Old Testament, it's all like that. Like that. The Spirit will come upon the one that the Lord has chosen. And they will do certain things. And afterwards, the Spirit will leave. So, when the Spirit of the Lord, he said, the Spirit of God will come upon you, and thou shalt prophesy with them. Talking about our King Saul. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. When the Spirit of God come upon someone, when the Spirit of God comes upon someone, that person is not the same person anymore. That person cannot be the same person anymore, because the Spirit will turn you to another man. So the Old Testament saints, you could see people like King Saul, a king who is not a prophet. The Spirit of God will come upon him and he will start joining the company of prophets, and he started prophesying. King David, the Spirit of God will come upon him and mighty things that he will be doing. Just name it, Elijah, Elisha, Samson, all the mighty prophets of the Old Testament, all of them, the Spirit of God will come and clothe them. And then they will stand and do such wonderful things. Somebody like Samson, the man could stand, one man, as the Spirit of God come upon him, he could destroy 300 Philistines. Just like that. That is how much strength the man has. And afterwards, the Spirit will leave. Because when the Spirit come, they were trying to find Samson's secret. When the Spirit of God come upon Samson, Samson is no more the Samson that they know. Samson has been transformed to a different person. That was the Old Testament saints. All of them. All of them. Elijah will not have any problem when the Spirit of God has come doing wonderful things, signs and wonders. And at the same time, going and sit down somewhere and be, you know, depressed and all. No, 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 no. That was the Spirit upon. So it's like the power will come, and after that, it will leave and they become themselves. That was the Old Testament believers. The power comes, the Holy Spirit will leave, and people become themselves. And they go through their depression, they go through their normal circumstances. Because the Holy Spirit was not permanently dwelling in them, they could experience that type of behavior. But you, a New Testament believer, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you, had made your body his house permanently in you. He's not going anywhere. This is permanency of power. Power source that is released in a child of God, a born again Christian. A born again Christian. So when people of the New Testament trying to pray the prayer, oh Lord, make me like Elijah, like Elisha. Please don't ask God to make you like Elijah, because he had already made you higher than Elijah, higher than Elisha. Elijah could only operate when the Spirit of God has come upon him, and afterwards the Spirit leaves. The Spirit leaves. But you, there is no in and out of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in you. He fills you. He is in you. He is not clothing you. He is in you. You know, it is interesting because Samson could fight. You know that Samson killed lion with his bare hand because of the Spirit that came upon him. Samson destroy a lot. But there was another lion in Samson. And that lion was just tearing Samson apart. That lion was the lion named Lust. A spirit of lust. Womanizing. He couldn't overcome it. It was something that was taking him down all the time. The man could kill external lions, but he couldn't kill the internal lion of lust. You cannot go after the idols of your family to set your people free when you yourself has these lions within you that you cannot overcome them. Do not open the door for the enemy. So before we stand and say that we are going to set people free, please make sure that the Spirit of God is with you. And if the Spirit of God is within you, then you are also making sure that there is no lion within you that is going to tear you apart. The spirit of anger, a great lion within many. Covetousness, lies, just name it. You know yourself and you know the area that you are not doing well. You have to pray because the Spirit is within. The Holy Spirit is within and will help you fight that battle. God blesses you so that you become a blessing unto others. When can you be a blessing when you are not free? That's not God's blessing. The Lord has, you know, when I see the release of the Holy Spirit in us, it's such a wonderful blessing. It is the highest of salvation. It is the salvation in its fullness. Because if Jesus Christ redeemed us from our Adamic nature and then brought us to the marvelous light, so where you used to be, you are no more there. God has now brought you into light. Well, how that would be if God would just release you? Jesus made a statement in John 17 when he was praying. The Lord said that he told the Father, he said, Father, the people that you have given me, when I was here, I kept them. I kept them. But now I am coming. It is my prayer that you watch over them against the evil one, because they are in the world, but they are not from the world. We are in the world, but we are not from the world. It is very true. So which means that as far as you will be in this world here, it is your responsibility to use the salvation tools given you to live. They are in the world, but they are not from the world. The use of the salvation tools is that God, being so good, not only saved us, but has also given us his Holy Spirit, not the Spirit upon, but this indwelling within you, that everywhere you are, God is with you. Everywhere you go, God is with you. Any situation that you face, power is within you to face that circumstance. That is how good God is. Indeed, he is a father that takes care of his children. If your son is going to travel, if your daughter is traveling, parents are so anxious. They want to know what is going on. They want to know what their children are going through when they are outside. If they could have a special eyes to monitor them, they will be doing it. But let me tell you, God, being so good, has given us the Holy Spirit. It is because of the Holy Spirit that God sees you everywhere that you are. Because of the Holy Spirit that God, you know, intervene in everywhere that you are. Why? Because he is the only interaction between man and heaven. Hallelujah. Between us and our high priest, Jesus Christ, is the Holy Spirit. God the Father is in heaven. God the Son is in heaven. Holy Spirit is dwelling in here. How do we communicate? Through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 9. You know, he said that, I have not seen, ye have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of any man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Things that God has prepared for them that love him. So God, he said, but God had revealed those things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit of God searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So you can see that the things that you are not aware of, heaven has already packaged great things for your life. They are being released one by one through the Holy Spirit. Your communication with heaven is also passing through the Holy Spirit. We cannot do without him. Jesus made a statement. And he said that without me, you can do nothing. John 15, 5. Without the Spirit of God, you can do nothing. And it is important for one to come to a point to know that without the Spirit of God, you cannot do it. The Holy Spirit could not come inside the Old Testament believers. He couldn't come in their heart. It will just come upon them. But the New Testament believer, the Spirit of God come and dwell in your heart to change us from within by giving us the power to overcome the corruption nature of that Adam, the corrupt Adamic nature. That is what the Holy Spirit is released to take care of. It is when Samson could not take his eyes from the woman, Delilah. It was because there was a giant within him. The lion that was tearing him apart. Some, we said it, is covetousness. Always desiring what is the neighbor's. Always. Some is envious. The fall of a man is in his household. A brother, a sister. Because of envy. This is the case. That's what happened to Joseph. Joseph was sold. Their intention was to kill him by his own brothers. Out of what? Out of envious. These are the natures of the people of the Old Testament, the nature of that Adamic. But we are not of the old. We have come on a higher level. Please, the Spirit is given for you to overcome this type of situations. If you come to a point that you are struggling with the spirit of envious, you are struggling with all kinds of unrighteousness within you. The Holy Spirit is given. It is your responsibility to stand and be filled with the spirit of righteousness, the Holy Ghost. And you will do what is right in the sight of God. We are not like Samson who couldn't defeat sin. We are children of God, empowered by the Spirit in grace. Romans chapter 6 and the verse is 14. The word tells us, he said that, for sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are not under the law, you are under grace. So anyone that has come to a higher level in Christ, under grace, sin has no power over you. Why? Because it's the power within that is greater than any power that is outside. So the moment that a man is conscious about himself and the presence of the Holy Ghost, he will come to a point to fight every lion within. To fight every lion within. You will become a better person with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen? You will become a better person. And matter of fact, when you are empowered within, you will be able to stand. No man goes to the strong man's house and take his goods except he binds that strong man. You cannot go there if you are not endued with power. Because Satan has power. God has given him power. and he's using it. Sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not an Old Testament saint. You are a New Testament saint under grace. And that makes all the difference. You know, Moses went to the mountain of God and brought the law. Jesus Christ was glorified, went to heaven, and sent us what? The Holy Ghost. Sent us the Holy Ghost. That is why in John 1:17 he said that, you know, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus. You are under grace, sin have no dominion over you. Why is that? Why is that? It is because Hebrews 10:29, the Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Grace. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Grace. So anyone that has come under grace is empowered by the Holy Ghost. And if you are empowered by the Holy Ghost, every lion within you will not resist you. Amen. But you have to be conscious that the Holy Ghost is in you. That you are under, you know, dispensation of power. You are under the dispensation of power. Power to do what? Power to overcome sin. The father of sin is Satan. You will overcome every demonic arrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that anyone does, if only you are conscious about what is in you. And it is testified, he said, that they will know that the one that is in us is greater than the one that is what? That is in the world. Everything that is coming to confront you, it's outside of you. Everything that has made, you know, when you have purified the inside, everything that is coming against you, it is from outside. And it is from outside, it will come and meet the Holy Ghost within you. This is why. I said, when the Lord set us free, it is your responsibility to stand on your covenant right and set your home free. Set your brother free. Set your sister free. You are not fighting them. The problem is, it seems like it's coming from them. They are being used by Satan. It is the spirit behind that we are fighting. Ephesians 6:12 talks about, he said, for we fight not flesh and blood. We fight not flesh and blood. The battle of the Christian life is not flesh and blood, but it is principalities, powers, dominions, thrones. I mean, just name it. Every single thing that you see has set limitation over your family, over your children, over your own life, that you cannot go above it. Jesus Christ had sent you the Holy Spirit to remove any limitation over your life. Any intimidation over your life. Any power that tried to finish you, you stand and say that, you know what? Christ has given me life. Cannot kill me. Our consciousness of the spirit of grace. You know, there is another word here. Romans chapter 8 and the verses 9. The word of God says, he said that, ye are not in the flesh. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It is very important for a man to live in the spirit. We walk not by sight, but we walk by what? By faith. Not by sight, not what we can see in the flesh, but what the spirit reveals. We are on glow by the Holy Ghost. We are within. He has absolutely taken over us. A man who yields his life, a man who brings his life under the power of the Holy Ghost, is not just an ordinary man. It's a man that has been endued with power. Be careful the way that you relate to that man. For God is with him. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. You see that? If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. This is so powerful. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the same Holy Ghost. The Spirit of grace, the same Holy Ghost. Now, there is another name that has been given to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called here the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ. So you know what it means? It means that Jesus Christ, everything that Jesus did here, Christ did not work by himself. He didn't work by his own resources. He was endued with the power of the Spirit. And Holy Ghost helped Christ to live the life that he lived. We are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Where we are going, it is by the power of the Holy Ghost that you can follow Jesus. Jesus said, and when he comes, the Holy Ghost, he will bring me the glory. He will show you the things to come. The glory is to know Jesus Christ and to know that Father. Then you will have life. Then you will have life. We are not powerless children of God. We are truly children of God, filled with the Spirit of grace, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit of Christ. John 4:10. Jesus Christ answered and said unto her, watch this. If thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he will have given thee living water. Remember where we are coming from. In the John 7:37 to 39, we read that it is out of the belly shall flow the rivers of living water. This story here is talking about the woman. Remember the woman, the John 4 we are reading. The woman that had divorced 5 times and met Jesus at Jacob's well. And Jesus Christ asked the woman, he said, give me water. The woman said, it is interesting, you are a Jew. How come that a Jew, you are asking me, a Samaritan woman, to give you water? The Jews and the Samaritans, we have no business. And Jesus said, you don't know who is asking you for that water. You don't. If only you knew who is asking you for that water, you would have quickly given him the water, because he is going to what? To give you a water that will be a flow of rivers within you that you will never thirst again. He is asking you a water to quench a thirst, a short-time thirst. But you ask him, if only you knew who he is, then he will give you the rivers of living water you will never taste again. So, in John 4:14, Jesus made a statement about this living water. We said that the living water is the picture of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Hallelujah. Whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Let me tell you, when Jesus Christ comes in your situation, that situation can never ever be the same. Any situation that the Holy Spirit steps in, that situation cannot remain the same. You receive that water, you will never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Now he had, he had stepped forth. He has stepped to another level. More explanation about that water. It's not just an ordinary living water, rivers of, you know, the flow of rivers of water. He said that water, it flows in you unto everlasting life. You know what it means? It means that when a man had received the Holy Ghost, when a man is filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will magnify, will reveal the things of God, Jesus, to you more and more. And if you know Jesus, you will know the Father. And knowing Jesus and knowing the Father, do you know what it is? It's eternal life. Knowing Jesus and knowing his Father is eternal life. It is because in John 17, you know, verse 3, the word of God says that he said, this is life eternal life. This is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Any man who is led by the Holy Ghost to know Jesus, you will know. Remember what Jesus told Philip. Philip said that, he said, Jesus, show us the Father. Philip said, and Jesus said, Philip, you have been my disciple, you have been with me for so long. And you are asking me, I should show you the Father. Don't you know that if you see me, you have seen the Father? If you know Jesus, you will know Almighty God. How would you know Jesus? It is the Holy Spirit that will point Christ to you. It is the Holy Spirit that will reveal Jesus to you. And when you have come to know Jesus, hey, heaven is open over your life. Amen. And when heaven is open over your life, the floodgate of heaven, the last time that the Lord opened the floodgate of heaven, the whole world was crushed. The time of Noah, the Lord opened that floodgate and rivers all over. You know Jesus. Heaven is open over your life. No devil can resist you. No giant within you can resist you. No spirit of lust, no spirit of internet pornography, no spirit of unviness, no spirit. You know, it is something that you have to deal with. Because that is what the enemy is using to gain ground in our homes. And we have to deal with it. For the power has been given. How do a man receive the Holy Spirit? Because he's talking about, if you are in the Spirit of God dwell in you. If you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit of God dwell in you. And if the Spirit of God dwell in you, this is what testifies that you are of Christ. You are of Christ. So how do you receive? You know, there is a man called Nicodemus. John chapter 3 and the verses 4 to 6. This man, Nicodemus, came to Jesus and said unto Jesus, how can a man be born again when he is old? How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. You see, quickly, that is one thing that people are struggling with. We come into the kingdom by a new birth, which has nothing to do with how old we are. Everyone goes through the same channel. If you come to God, then you have to be born again. No matter how old you are, you go through that. And as a new birth, there are certain things that you will desire. You will desire the milk, and the time comes that you will grow, and you will be chewing meat. The baptism of water, which was of John the Baptist, and the baptism of the Spirit, which is of God, Jesus Christ, they are two different type of baptism. John the Baptist made such a statement. In Matthew 3:11, he said that, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John the Baptist was baptizing them in immersion. So he emerged, put them in the water, and they come out unto repentance of sin. The baptism of John the Baptist. So when we are being baptized, you know, put in the water, immersed in the water, and coming out, it is unto repentance. It's not that you come to be born again and you go back to your old. And repentance is not halfway conversion. It is true repentance. And true repentance is a U-turn. So what you used to do, you don't do it anymore. It's not that you used to be mingling with them and now you have come to be born again. Those things that are not good, cut them off. Let the Holy Spirit help you and resist any temptation and trial that comes out of it. And be out. When the Spirit of God baptizes you, you will not be the same person anymore. How is the Spirit baptizing us? It is in the scripture. Jesus Christ told them in Acts 1, 4, and 5. Jesus told the disciples that they should not go out of Jerusalem, but they should wait. So Jesus said, being assembled together with them, commanded the disciples that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but they should wait for the promise of the Father. That is the Holy Ghost, promised in Joel. For the promise of the Father, which said, God, ye have heard of Jesus Christ that was always testifying. For truly John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days. So Jesus said that, don't go, just wait in Jerusalem. Because from now onwards, just a few days down the road, you are going to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. So in Acts 2, 1 to 4, the Holy Ghost baptism really came. So those disciples, he said, when the day of Pentecost was fully came. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, the disciples, were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were. All the house where they were sitting. The sound came, mighty wind, rushed and filled. Did you see that? It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. It sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They waited. And they received the Spirit baptism. Came as a fire on them. These are the people that have lost their loved one, Jesus Christ. These are the people that have, they are gripped with fear. Because those Pharisees that crucified Jesus are so angry. And after the followers of Jesus Christ, remember our Peter that denied Jesus. A little girl came around and asked Peter. He said, Peter, I know you. You were with Jesus Christ. They said, no. What are you saying? I don't know that man. He denied Jesus. And they were all hiding. Until that day of Pentecost. When the fire came. And when the fire came, all of them were transformed to different people. The same way he said, when the Spirit of God come upon you, you shall be transformed to a different man. All of them. The fear was completely broken out of their lives. So in Acts 2, 42 and 43, he said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. You see, people that could not go out, people that were hiding, when the Holy Ghost baptism came, these people step out. They started preaching. They started fellowshipping. They started breaking breads in homes. And fear came upon everyone. Let me tell you, as you are filled with the Holy Ghost, they that used to chase you, every single thing that is pursuing you, as you stand, they will run away in the mighty name of Jesus. This is not a joke. And this is not a progression act. It is an instant. As soon as you are filled with the Holy Ghost fire, your state is not the same. Witches that are chasing you, you chase them. Powers that are tying you down, you free yourself and they are flying away. That is what the Holy Ghost indwelling filling of the man of God does. You will be transformed to a different person. Let me give you more attributes of what you will do when a man that is filled with the Holy Ghost. In Acts 10, 38, the statement is that it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You see that? How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the power. With the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. So number one, when you are filled, when you have been anointed by the Holy Ghost, you'll be going around doing good. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God baptizes you, you will be changed maybe from a bad person to a good person. Whatever that it is, but your nature is not going to be the same. Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Ghost. He went around doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Let me say this. When you are filled by the Holy Ghost, you will go around doing good to your own family members. You will go around doing good to a neighbor. All they that are oppressed by the devil, you will be going around healing them. Because he said, for God was with him. For God was with Jesus Christ. This is the reason why Jesus was moving around and doing good. You are filled, you desire, you hunger, you thirst to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Lord will meet you. The Lord will meet you. And when God has met with you and filled you with his Holy Ghost, every fear of life shall be broken. Every single thing that has placed you in oppression, in prison, that power shall be broken. And you will be free. And you will be moving around. Not only God has set you free, but now you become a blessing unto others. You start standing and praying and for people to receive their breakthrough. And your brothers and sisters that are limited by the powers that are oppressing them, you will stand and pray. Heavens will be open. The Lord will tender from heaven. Strike they that are willing to chase you. Pave the way for you to live and declare his glory. May the Lord God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.